Our scripture reading for the second Sunday of Resurrection is taken from the 36th verse up to the 48th verse of the 24th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. We are reading from the NRSV English Translation, updated edition. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I, myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. Yet, for all their joy, they were still disbelieving and wondering. And he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you, while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." He then opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witness of all these things." Listen to what the risen Christ is telling us today.
May the words we receive inspire us, heal us, and give us new life. Amen.
So, ang gospel reading natin is from Luke. And since ako ang preacher for today, of course, we will talk about context. We have learned that yung mga gospel is not really written by who they are named after, and they're only associated with them. Pero as I researched through the Gospel of Luke, medyo iba yung tsaka. Kasi malakas yung association niya kay St. Luke na isang Greek at Gentile na nagmula sa Antioch in Syria, kung saan din di umano na isulat ang gospel around 63 to 70 Common Era. Isa din siya doon sa tatlong synoptic gospel along with Mark and Matthew, kung saan most of yung gospel ni Luke is derived from the gospel of Mark. And at the same time, just like the other gospel, it talks about the life and death of Jesus Christ. Pero ang unique kay Gospel of Luke, at nabanggit na rin to ni Reverend Joseph before, is yung part ng infancy ni Jesus Christ. Yung pasensus ni Caesar, pati yung circumcision ni Jesus, and yung pakikipagtsakahan niya sa mga elders at the age of 12 doon sa temple about the law. At sequel din siya niya yung Acts of the Apostles. Dahil sabi din, si St. Luke the Evangelist ay isang close association din ni St. Paul the Apostle. So as I go through what I wanted to talk about my preaching today, and as I reflect about my personal life, there are a few things that came into my mind. And one of them is legacy. Sa ating binasang gospel, ito yung moment na parang sinasabi ni Jesus Christ, "This is it, guys. I-feel nyo na in flesh and blood. Kasi last na to. This is the last time na mararamdaman at mahahawakan ninyo ako. Seize the moment." This is also the time na parang gusto na niyang mag-iwan ng kanyang legacy sa sangkatauhan. At yun ang gift of the Holy Spirit, among many other things. Very much like when we are about to lose a loved one. Yung moment sa hospital bed at hawak mo yung kamay ng mahal mo sa buhay na alam mong any minute, any second, ay hindi mo na makakasama forever. Kung pwede lang na i-freeze mo yung moment na yun, ay ginawa mo na. And somehow, with the help of technology, we were able to capture that moment. Yung pipicturan mong hawak mo yung kamay ng mahal mo sa buhay at ipopost ng black and white sa Facebook. Para man lang kahit papano ay mabalikan mo yung huling sandali na nakasama mo sila. Nothing can ever really prepare you when it comes to losing someone. In my personal life, having lost my dad at a very young age, and then my brother just a few years after, that seems to be very close. That I know I had to somehow prepare myself for another one. Particularly my grandma. So kung ilan sa inyo na matagal ko nang kasama dito sa MCC, you know how close I am to my grandma. So I had to mentally prepare myself by making sure that I seize every moment I had with her, knowing that she won't be here for long. And it's also interesting to note how these deaths occurred during the commemoration of death and rebirth of Christ. We lost our dad around 1 a.m. during Christmas of 2004. My brother during Black Saturday in 2007. So 3 years lang yung pagitan. And on April 7, 2020, we lost Inang. That's our grandma. That was also during Holy Week and at the same date as my brothers. So sa family nga namin, nung nandun siya sa hospital bed, kasi I was able to join her pa, ang nagbibiroan kami. So alam na natin kung sino yung sumundo kay Inang, which is yung kapatid ko. Kasi yung kapatid ko, before he passed, he also lived with Inang. May picture ako. Para lang, may context lang. Ito siya. So, di ba, ang light ng face niya for everyone. So, that's my grandma from my father's side. So, back to gospel muna tayo. So, Jesus, knowing na yung tendency ng kanyang disciples, perhaps, he might be shaking his head. Wow, hindi pa rin sila convinced. Na hindi nga ako multo. Sige, pahawak ko sa kanila yung kamay ko at paa ko. Whisperin. Sige nga, try ko makikikain kasama nila. Baka with that, makonvince na sila na ay oo nga, He is risen. He is here with us. And as we say, the Bible is a library of books with various forms of literature such as songs, poems, stories, parables, etc. At sa istoryang ito, if I am to describe yung main character, that is Jesus Christ, sobra niyang matalinhaga. Alam niyo yung matalinhaga? Ano? Profound. Cryptic or ano? Oo. EOP kasi tayo ngayon eh. English or Filipino. Ayun. Asan na ako? Ayun. So parang tatalino levels. Or yung parang mga ermitanyo sa movies na susubukin ka. Alam niya as human beings na talagang most likely mag-fail pa rin tayong mga tao. Pero binigyan pa rin niya tayo ng chance. Parang yung favorite teacher mo na hindi isuspoon feed sa'yo yung sagot. Rather, it's a challenge ka pa until ma-figure out mo yung answer on your own. Para sa'yo yung credit at hindi sa kanya. And yung character din ni Jesus dito sa binasa natin is parang meron din siyang super powers, no? Na parang with a snap of his fingers, he made them understand the scripture. Just like yung story nung sa The Road to Emmaus. Yung may nakasulubong siyang dalawa sa kanyang followers na hindi siya nakilala. Until again, with a snap of his fingers, na-recognize siya eventually. Or maybe it's their own doubts that's clouding their judgment. So isa pa nga dun sa mga thoughts na nangibabaw as I read through the text is about ghosting. Sorry, may na-trigger ba sa ghosting? I have been told by someone really special to me that I have a gift of reaching out to people. And I'd like to believe that to be true. Kaya sobrang benta sa akin yung character development. Lahat naman tayo deserve na mabigyan ng chance for a character development. Na-check ako na to sa mga ibang nakshi sa mga antak moments namin. that I am the kind of person na if may something off with someone, I tend to be on the side of knowing that person more in order to understand where they're coming from. Kaya rin talagang hirap akong arukin yung idea ng ghosting. I have experienced being ghosted and I would never understand why. I was able to convince myself na lang na it's not me, it's them. So, bakit nga ba ghosting? Kasi again, people can ghost you. But the historical Jesus did not ghost humankind. Yun lang. So again, going back to legacy, it makes me reflect on what I can leave my family and the community when it's my time. Parang eulogy nung pinapakilala ko ni, ano, ni Ralph kanina. Pero maganda yon yung magagawa tayo ng eulogy na buhay pa yung isang tao. Kaysa yung ano, nandiyan na siya, tapos hindi niya na naririnig. So I want something like that. Ano. Ayun, so if you ask the younger version, my younger version about legacy, I will probably talk about material things. Literal na pamana. Or in my case, as someone who is a breadwinner, something to leave my family for them to have a kickstart in life without me. Relate, mga ano, mga breadwinner. But if you ask me now, and as I reflect on the gospel and being a queer Christian and a minister of Open Table MCC for the past 8 years, and having experienced death in my personal life and here sa ating church community, here is what I thought. Ang self-centered pala to hope na sana pag wala na ako, ay naalala pa rin ako ng mga tao. Na sana may naiwan akong something or somehow na-touch ko ang lives nila enough to still remember me. In a way, may point naman. I will never get tired of saying this. People will forget everything you did for them, but not how you made them feel. Ulitin ko para mas intense. People will forget everything you did for them, but not how you made them feel. At applicable ito sa aspeto ng pagiging magulang, anak, teacher, student, advocate, and of course, as an aklang simbahan. Pwede mong gawin ang lahat para sa mga taong mahal mo at makakalimutan pa rin nila. Pero kailanman, hindi mo makakalimutan kung paano mo na iparamdam sa kanila ang isang bagay. Kaya choice mo na kung pangit ba yung feeling na yon or maganda. So, palawakin lang natin konti, di ba? So, di ba sa aspeto ng pagiging magulang, di ba lagi sinasabi, ay, tough love yan. Yung generation ng millennials ay binuhay sa tough love, di ba? Pero parang naisip ko, parang hindi pwedeng tough love lang palagi. Kasi dapat yung love, nagtatranslate din dun sa tao na sinesendan mo ng love as love. Kung puro toughness na lang at puro pagmamatigas and everything, parang may disconnect. So, dapat balance, avatar. So, dapat it's a balance, di ba? So, yun lang yung ano, isa sa mga, ano, mga eksena ko about parenting na kailangan nating, ano, kailangan nating putulin at basagin sa ating generation. Although, yung generation ngayon ay hindi na masyadong into, ano, having babies. So, as I think about legacy, it made me realize na hindi nga importante na maalala ka nila. Sabi nga, di ba? Kaya nga may araw na mga patay. Yun yung moment para alalahanin mo sila. Ang pinaka-importante sa lahat is yung sa abot ng aking makakaya ay nakipamuhay ako sa bawat isa. Share happy, sad, victorious, and even lowest moment of our loved one's life. Nothing can ever really prepare us for death. But what's important is to always live for the moment. Sabi nga, yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. That's why it's called present. So life is special. Kung fu panda ba to?
Oh, yes.
Tayo na't mabuhay sa kasalukuyan because when we live in the present, we get to have awareness. We get to take action as little as it may be. Makisangkot tayo kahit paminsan-minsan lang. Para hindi parang hangin na tayo'y napadaan lang. Ricky Lee, National Artist for Film and Broadcast Arts. At dahil nandito na rin tayo sa topic, napag-uusapan na rin naman. What is it that I want to be remembered by? I would like to be remembered as someone who was a beacon and advocate of taking up space. Na-check ako na to sa ilang batch ng mga Ateneo students, yung taking up space. As a queer Christian, and how do we take up space? By simply living, existing as our true authentic selves. Para saan? Be it to shaken the belief of the conservatives or remind them that they do not have the monopoly of the Bible and faith.
Amen.
That we queer Christians exist and we are here to stay. Or maybe to inspire another queer kid that there's nothing wrong with your sexuality and it's never in conflict with your spirituality. Isa kang akla, Kristiyano, at hindi kailanman ika-o-offend ni Jesus kung mag-falseto ka at mag-cartwheel through praise and worship dahil at the end of your days, ang mahalaga ay kung paano mo tinuring ang iyong kapwa, kagaya na lang ng pagturing mo sa dakilang medikha. And to close this, as I continue to struggle through what would be my legacy, I realized na parang somehow, yung sinabi ko about how I understood na parang hindi importante sa akin na maalala nyo ako pag wala na ako, ay taliwas dun sa mga tinuro ni Jesus. Because yung sa kanya, during communion nga, diba? Whenever you share this among yourselves, do this in remembrance of me. Oh well, hindi naman ako si Jesus. But then again, as Christians at followers of Jesus Christ, it has been a challenge to keep up to Him. Diba? Kung sino yung idol mo, siya yung fa-follow mo. Na in this day and age, it's a challenge na makipamuhay sa mga taong itinakwil ng lipunan. Sa mga mahihirap, nakakaumay na pag-usapan, no? Be in solidarity with the poor. Sa mga oppressed, parang naging mas madaling piliin pa rin yung magnanakaw. Na sumang-ayon na lang sa kagustuhan ng imperyo, na huwag nang makisangkot, makialam, kahit paminsan lang. Parang mas madali nang pumikit muli pagkatapos mong mamulat. At manahimik, magbulag-bulagan, magbigibigihan, habang low-key na ina-assert na ng China yung kanilang kapangyarihan. Ang magmaang-maangan, tila mas madaling suportahan ang isang appointed son of God na registered sex offender at wanted sa ibang bansa. Kaya ibalik na lang natin ng sisi sa isang drug artist na nag-ala Jesus Christ. Kasi nakaka-offend. Hindi lahat ng tama ay madali. At hindi lahat ng madali ay tama. Again, the category is legacy. The true legacy of Jesus Christ is precisely this, that the marginalized of His time remembered how He made them feel. Not just welcomed, but accepted, included, and loved. He did not just heal them physically. He made them whole socially, emotionally, spiritually, and even religiously. The second legacy of Jesus Christ is not just what He did for people, but He empowered them to carry on the work of healing, inclusion, justice, and love. Kaya okay lang na makalimutan tayo. Ikaw, ako, kung ano yung ginawa natin kabutihan at pakikibaka ay ipagpapatuloy ng iba at ng new generation. Anong kwenta ng legacy at alaala natin kung namatay na rin siya kasama ng ating advokasya at ministry? Sabi nga ni Erin Benzaike na isang florist, gardener, and author, "The ripples you create are innumerable and unknowable. Make sure they are good ones, and that is legacy." And I thank you. Yeah.